This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey.
Joining me now is Wes Burke, who is the co-founder and vice president of the Emerald Conference. It's the longest running technical cannabis convention in the industry, and it's coming up very soon. It's a place for innovation, collaboration, and connectivity. It's going to be in lovely San Diego. And Wes, as a founding partner of Emerald Scientific, tell us a little bit about this conference.
Oh, I'm excited to be able to do it. Thanks for having me on, Frankie. Emerald Scientific, a little background. You know, we founded the company late in 2013 and really started to get to know the industry in 2014. And very early on, a recommendation was made to us as a scientific distributor, an organization that sells scientific equipment and supplies, you know, initially to the analytical testing industry, but also now to extraction, the extraction industry as well. It was recommended that there are a couple things that the industry was really missing. And the first was a proficiency test for analytical labs, and the other was a place for the scientists to get together and collaborate. So we started planning the first Emerald Conference in 2014, and that first conference occurred in January of 15 in San Francisco. And we had about just under 100 people there and six exhibitors. So it was a really small show, but we were successful in bringing some really great content. And what we became aware of after that first show, or really during that first show, is that this really was filling an unmet need in the industry, because these folks had simply not had a forum to get together and understand one another's work in the sciences of cannabis. And they were very, very excited to have that opportunity, and it sparked a tremendous amount of collaboration, and we think kind of was foundational in moving the industry, at least in the analytical testing side, kind of away from everybody working in a bubble and considering everyone else out there was competition. And this was a real opportunity for them all to come together and start to understand the benefits of working together in collaboration. And so that really has become the foundational core of our conference. Now, obviously, it's grown.
I was just going to ask you, Wes, can you tell us the numbers now and what you're expecting for the new conference coming up?
Yeah, for sure. So a week from today is the beginning of the conference in San Diego. This year we'll have 60 vendors. The exhibit floor sold out weeks ago. And we're expecting to have between 800 and 1,000 attendees.
Wow.
So quite a different scene.
So this is, you have been doing this for a few years now, and in this industry, in the cannabis world, that's a long time, because you know, it's everything is so new to everybody. Now that the Farm Bill was passed, is this going to open up the research opportunities for companies? And are you hearing more buzz about that information and the ability to start tracking research a little more?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. It's a great question, Frankie. And certainly, we're very anxious for regulations to shift such that more appropriate research can be done, not just on CBD, but on the plant and all the compounds of interest, all the cannabinoids. And I do think that the Farm Bill is a great step in the right direction. The reality is, however, it doesn't necessarily change the fact that CBD is still a Schedule I compound. And so I think that the traditional research organizations, whether it be, you know, pharmaceuticals or universities, independent research organizations, still are going to have a harder time with, you know, with the research than we would like. But I do think it's a step in the right direction for sure. And I do believe that over the next few years, you're going to see a lot more great research on the plant, you know. And in the United States, it's still tough, but in places around the world, there's some fantastic research being done. Israel is a location.
I know. I love Israel and Spain. Yeah, they're both cutting edge.
Yeah.
You know, one of the problems that everybody wonders is the efficacy. How do I know if a product that I'm getting from a dispensary is really the product that I'm getting from the dispensary? How do you test? How do you find as a consumer? Because it's wonderful to take someone who works at the dispensary's word, but we really need to know more. I
couldn't agree more, and I think, you know, we've seen a radical evolution just in the last few years in that regard. As more states formalize the adoption of the plant and regulations around it, then I think the level of trust for the consumer goes up, right? Because most of the states that come on with legalization, whether it be medical or recreational, are also mandating not only testing, but all the procedures around it, right? Sample gathering, what has to be tested for. So 5 years ago, let's use California for an example, if you went into a dispensary with a medical card, probably about 80% of the product that was on the shelf there hadn't even been tested by an independent third-party lab. That's not the case anymore. Now, 100% of what's in that shop should be tested, at least as per the regulations. So then I think it becomes kind of the onus of the consumer to make sure that wherever they're getting their products from, that the labs that are doing the testing are trustworthy labs that have gone above and beyond to demonstrate that they're proficient at what they claim to be able to do, whether it's pesticide identification, residual solvents, molds and toxins, any of those things.
You know, as someone who's been an advocate for cannabis for so many years, Wes, are you pleased at where you are with cannabis in the country right now and the growth of the industry?
Well, I feel like I straddle the line on that, Frankie, to be honest with you. I think that on one hand, 10 years ago, I would never have dreamed that we could come this far by now. So I'm really happy that we've made all the progress that we have. And I don't think it can be denied. You know, we've made radical progress. And I think there's a mandate. You know, I think the American public wants this to happen. And so, yeah, I think we've made great strides. On the other hand, the way that we've come to where we are presents some unique challenges. You know, the fact that we don't have federal oversight and that we are then trying to work within a system where every state has different rules and regulations. We can't really do any interstate commerce. All of those things present challenges. But the most frustrating component is what you alluded to earlier. I mean, I really think that this plant deserves a deep dive in terms of clinical work. And until we get at least a rescheduling, that's going to be challenging. So,
yes,
you know,
yes, probably.
I'm optimistic that's going to happen soon.
You've been very instrumental in the development of the Emerald test. Tell us about it. What is it?
All right. So in the analytical lab world, there is a tool for labs to be able to kind of grade themselves, and it's called a proficiency test. And basically, what happens is a third-party manufacturer, in our case, ISO-accredited manufacturers with DEA exemptions, they manufacture a sample, depending on what we're looking for. So it might be potency of 5 cannabinoids. It might be residual solvents. might be pesticides. And we manufacture a sample of a known quantity, send it to the lab. They receive it blind. They run their typical analytics on that sample, report their results, and then they're basically graded on those results. So that's a proficiency test. Most states require that labs participate in a proficiency test, and ISO accreditation that a lot of labs seek also requires proficiency testing. So that's what the Emerald test is all about.
Wonderful. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Joining us today is Wes Burr, co-founder and vice president of the Emerald Conference. The fifth one is coming up. And give us the website, Wes, before we go to break, please.
TheEmeraldConference.com.
Wonderful. We'll be right back. Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer and Educational Odyssey will continue in just a moment.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer.
The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and we're in the middle of a conversation with Wes Burke. And Wes Burke is truly, your credentials go back. You are very much involved in groundbreaking work, and we're so thrilled you're with us today, Wes. And you are also, of course, the co-founder of the Emerald Conference. What's your life going to be like when this conference takes place?
Well, it's a ton of fun. You know, the hard work goes into the planning up to the conference, and we actually find that once the conference is here, our team is very busy, but it's a tremendous relief as well. So it's we really are looking forward to next week, and then the week after the conference is when we really have a major decompression.
Yeah, I bet. Tell us about the groundbreaking extraction efficacy program or series, efficiency series.
Okay. Well, thanks for asking about that too. This is a series that we did last year. So in the world of extraction, of course, one of the big things that companies have to pay a lot of attention to in order to survive and thrive is the efficiency of their extraction processes, right? That's all bottom line ROI stuff. And so we got together with two of the most renowned scientists in the extraction space, Drs. John McKay and Jerry King, with a combined, I think, about 75 years of experience in supercritical extraction. And we did a 10-part series with these guys all about how extraction labs that are using CO2 extraction can improve the efficiencies of their processes. And frankly, I think it's the most technical and deepest dive into CO2 extraction that's been done, and we give it away. It's free.
I love that. Good for you. If you, and I ask this question a lot of my guests, if you had your crystal ball, what are we going to see in 5 years?
I think within 5 years we will definitely have a different landscape as far as the federal oversight. So I do think by then we will have at least rescheduled, if not descheduled, all of the cannabinoids. I see radical changes in terms of the research that's been done, as we've alluded to. I think the industry and as a whole will really thrive a lot more in a federally regulated environment. It will certainly come with challenges, but it will open not only interstate commerce with cannabis, but it will open global markets. And, you know, we're going to have a little bit of ground to make up when it comes to the global market. Canada, for example, you know, they're out there, they're already running the race, and we're still stuck at the start.
Yeah,
line.
Yeah. I think it's a very, very exciting time. There's no doubt about it. One of the things that we don't talk enough about, I don't talk enough about, is the sustainable powers of cannabis. And I'd love to hear from your viewpoint. We're really not understanding how critical this plant is and how renewable it is.
Yeah, and you had asked earlier about the hemp industry and the impacts, and I think that that is really where sustainability is going to be cutting edge. I think with the adoption of hemp as a crop that we're seeing, we're expecting a tenfold increase in hemp production in the United States next year. So I believe as that rolls out, we will certainly learn a lot more about the sustainability benefits of hemp over most other ag crops. And I think that there's a lot to be learned there. You know, I mean, we know that the plant is serves as a kind of a cleaning agent for the soil, for example. We know that it takes a lot less resources in terms of water and fertilization to grow a hemp crop versus most other major American ag crops. So I'm really excited to see farmers that are embracing hemp, and
yes.
I think it's really good. It's really good for the country.
Oh, I think it's wonderful for the country, and I think it's great for the environment, and I think it's terrific that at some point, you know, building materials will be made of hemp. Clothing will continue to be made of hemp. That, you know, fiberglass is being used in Europe right now, made of hemp. So there, the applications for the industrial side, this industry has the potential to create jobs and occupations that do not exist today.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think it is kind of comparable to the, if not the industrial revolution, the tech the revolution at least. I mean, this is one of those commerce revolutions for this country, and it's going to have, you know, radical impacts on the economy over the next 5 and 10 years. I completely agree with you, and it's really exciting that while we enjoy this exciting industry, we get to rest our heads in the evening knowing that, as you said, it's great for the environment, and along the way, we will be improving people's health and minds.
Well, I want to get back to the health for just a moment, because Dr. McKay has been on, and he's just fabulous, and we know that the medicinal benefits of cannabis are extraordinary, absolutely, and we haven't begun to touch, we haven't even begun to do the research because of the laws, and it's so complicated, and as you say, people don't want to put their money, they're afraid, but when we look at what's being done in Israel, when we look at what's being done, the research being done in different parts of the world, it really holds the key to some extraordinary, powerful healing benefits. And with that note, I can't believe we're out of time. Will you come back again after the conference and share with us how it went, who was there, and some of the key pieces of the conference?
Oh, Frankie, I'd be honored to do that, and we'll also be putting all of the content, video, full presentations, as well as the slides from each of the presenters. So I'd love to come back on and chat with you about it and share those resources with your listeners.
And give us the website, please, Wes.
TheEmeraldConference.com. And then for the content, as I mentioned, last year's is there now.
Okay.
Go to TheEmeraldCommunity.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-917-2194, 800-917-2194, 800-917-2194. That's 800-917-2194.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Talking today to Andrew Hunziker, and Andrew is the CPA and co-founder and owner of Dope. Is that a typo? Is that the name of the company?
The company is Dope CFO.
Dope CFO. Tell us about Dope CFO, because you are fulfilling such a huge need in this industry.
Yeah, so Dope CFO evolved out of I'm a CPA for 25 plus years. So I was serving cannabis clients in Oregon the last several years, 4 or 5 years. And Dope CFO evolved out of that company because there is a humongous need for accountants, bookkeepers, CPAs, EAs in cannabis right now. We have thousands and thousands of companies and not enough qualified people to serve them. And so people are finding me just from all over the place, all over the U.S. and saying, Andrew, how do I get a chart of accounts for cannabis? How do I do the cost accounting? How do I do this and that? And then I had created all these things for myself and my own firm, serving cannabis clients in every vertical. And so that our program kind of evolved out of that to where we are today. We have almost 200 CPAs and accountants and bookkeepers around the U.S. in 40 states in our program. And we're teaching people how to do cannabis accounting correctly. It's extremely important to do it right, and there's just not enough people to do it right now.
So, Andrew, we have it's almost backwards. We have had in the cannabis industry very strict federal regulations.
Yeah.
Banking. And if you can just give us a little bit of the background, because we haven't talked about this in a while, but the banking industry, and I just got an email from a very reputable company this morning saying we apologize for any inconvenience, but when our bank realized that this was a hemp oil company and the bigger higher-ups found out, they cut us off and said that we cannot continue to bank with them, even though we have been an excellent client for a year.
And we just can
no longer bank with them. And how silly and foolish, even though the hemp bill was passed, even though all of that has happened, the farm bill was passed.
So explain
to us what's really happening in this industry and why this has been problematic.
I think we all know at this point that this...
And Andrew, can I ask you to speak up, because you're fading. I'm not hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
As high as I can. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better. Thank you.
Okay, so Well, first off, we say this is more of a movement than an industry. It's sweeping the country. We've all seen this happen. It's quickly become a national movement. I think we're in 40 states almost right this second. By the end of this year, it'll be many more. And so, yes, we have these huge problems around banking, even research on the medical side. Those are two big issues I think that will be addressed this year. And luckily, states like California, with a lot of political clout, can get this moved to the next level, because when you think about it, nobody wants people driving garbage trucks and U-Hauls full of cash around to the bank. I mean, there's billions of dollars in California alone, and if we don't have banks to bank this stuff, then what's going to happen? It's going to get misdirected and whatnot. It's hard to account for. Certainly not all the tax dollars will arrive, and so it's in everyone's incentive to, if we are going to have this as a legal industry, which we do in many states, to have banking. There are some banks and credit unions that do serve the cannabis industry. So, for example, in Oregon, we have MAPS Credit Union. They serve almost every cannabis client in Oregon. It's very expensive banking, but it is a bank account, and they do comply with the regulations. But I hear what you say around the bigger banks. The second they find out you have anything to do with cannabis, they will cancel your account. It's a horrible problem that's hurt a lot of companies.
So even though we have a country that has made CBD oil legal in every state now. The farm bill was passed the end of December. We are still not getting regulations. We are still not finding the right places for people to go for banking. And therefore, you see armored trucks. You see guards. You see extra security. You see safe rooms. Literally, a room that's become a safe in in a dispensary, in a facility. You see companies not able to take credit cards. I mean, it's so.
Yeah.
And you also see companies being closed down. And my friend who wrote a book about hemp got closed down when they realized she had an account, and they realized that she wrote a book about hemp and they closed her down.
Yeah, it's crazy. Banking is number one on the top of the list that needs to be fixed, but you can look under any rock and there's issues everywhere. Like you said, these cash driving around in armored trucks and whatnot, it just encourages crime. We've got software issues. We have accounting issues. There's not enough accountants. And so you've got all these different issues hitting the industry at the same time. And I do believe there's a lot of good people in Washington and elsewhere on both sides of the aisle. This is one of the few bipartisan issues in the country. Most people support cannabis, at least medically.
Yes.
Same on research on the medical side. Why can't our universities study this? So they're going to address that as well. I believe it's coming sooner rather than later. Certainly by the time the next president rolls around, I think we'll have even a better chance. But even in the next year, there's just a lot of initiatives in Congress right now. And I think banking's on the top of everybody's list because it just doesn't make any sense.
Andrew, it's tough enough doing taxes for individuals and small companies. What's it like having to, I cannot even imagine the rigid regulations each individual state, counties, federal, it's, tell us, how do you even navigate this whole arena?
So yes and no, I would say. So first off, if you just call a bigger subject compliance, it's huge in this industry and it's very tricky because you have states, counties, cities, all with all kinds of rules, not just accounting rules, but how tall your fence is or whatever it is. And then you've got OSHA and the FDA as well, looking at you, and then that's all before you even talk about the IRS and the tax regulations. So it's very complicated. Oftentimes accountants fill all the compliance roles and insurance and risk management. So it definitely keeps us very busy if the clients want us to do that. The IRS regulations, at a high level, they're simple, but when you get into it a little farther, they're complex. So 280E is what you hear everyone talk about, and 280E is actually only one sentence. We all know how big the tax code is, but it's only one sentence. And it basically says at a high level, if you sell drugs, and drugs meaning it's on Schedule One, like heroin or marijuana, you cannot deduct anything on your tax return. That's what it says. So if a fifth grader should be able to do that tax return, you just record your revenues and you can't deduct anything, so now you go to pay your tax. But the complexity arises is Congress, a long time ago, has defined taxable income as income minus cost of goods sold, and so that's where the accounting gets complicated with cost accounting. You have to look at Section 4, and you have to absorb costs into inventory. So if you're growing plants, you have to allocate rent and electricity and payroll and water and nutrients and all these things into the plants as they grow and then turn it into cost of goods sold. So it's fairly complex, and it needs high-level accountants to manage it. I love to ask a farmer what it costs for him to grow a pound of pot because I know he doesn't know the answer. Because I also know most of them are not doing any cost accounting. But so you cannot know. You plant a seed in a pot, and by the time 6 months later or 5 months later, whenever it's grown, dried, cured, trimmed, tested at lab, all of that nonsense, how much that actual pound you got out of that plant cost you. It costs you part of your rent and labor and all these other utilities. And so the answer is most farmers don't have any idea what it costs them to grow a pound a week.
So, Andrew, we're going to take a quick break. Andrew, is with us, Andrew Hunsicker, CPA, co-founder and owner of DOPE CFO, which is a national training program that provides educational resources. I'm going to ask you how, if anyone, can make money now and how difficult this is going to be as we continue to explode in this arena. And what's the best website for people to find out more about you and the work you're doing?
Okay, so on how to make money, so on the accounting side, it's a very good industry.
No, we'll be back in a moment. Your what's your website, please, real quick?
Oh, DopeCFO.com.
DopeCFO.com. We'll be right back.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And boy, are we learning a lot from Andrew Hunziker today, CPA, co-founder and owner of DOPE CFO, which is a national training program that provides educational resources to accounting professionals, cannabis CEOs, cannabis investors, equipping them with the complex knowledge required to help cannabis business owners ensure full compliance with rigid regulations at the state, the county, state and federal levels. Is it possible to still make money in this field, Andrew, with all of the taxes and regulations going on? And every minute in Massachusetts, we're seeing they want to up the taxes again. It's crazy.
It's interesting you ask that. I'm speaking in Oklahoma City this weekend on this very topic. How do you make money in this, and what are lessons learned in Colorado and Oregon as this moves across the country? And what we tell people, the initial strategy when Colorado was the first to legalize, many thought the way to make money was to figure out a way to beat the IRS and do taxes and put everything into cost of goods sold and do all kinds of tricks. That did not work. What we're seeing is the only way and the best way to make money if you're want to open a dispensary or a farm is a few things. Number one, most important, be well capitalized. This is hard to make money right now before 280E, but if you believe, like most of us do, that 280E is going away eventually, you want to be able to first survive until then while these punitive tax laws are in place. And so we tell companies they've got to be well capitalized. We saw in Oregon when prices tanked, many people put $5-10 million in a farm, and now they're selling for $1 million. So strategy for a lot of people is, let's just sit on the sidelines and wait till these companies go under, and then we'll buy up the assets on the cheap. But if you're going to start a company, be well capitalized to withstand a few years of growth, and, you know, these are multi-million dollar operations, and then focus during your first few years on your brand, your location if you're a dispensary, and market share. If you can nail those three things, you can have a huge exit, whether you're profitable or not, and whether your taxable income is zero or not. And we're seeing that already, that companies are buying up dispensaries based on revenues, and same with farms, if you've built your brand. And so that's the strategy. It's kind of similar maybe to something like Amazon, where they lost money for years and years and years. So that's the key strategy, and not how to beat the IRS.
Andrew, we know that through the years, to get a license is tens of thousands of dollars. To just apply, that you don't get refunded back, you lose that money. The dispensary itself, the R&D, I mean, we're talking about, you have got to have deep pockets. And is that why we're seeing so many big businesses that are diversing themselves and getting into this arena because they have those deep pockets. They can fund this. They understand this is for the long run.
Yes, it is for the long run. It's going to be a huge industry. There's no stopping this now. We used to say we were pushing the rock uphill 5 years ago, then we were pushing it downhill, and now it's falling off the cliff. So we all see what's coming in the end, and so it's about survival and deep pockets, and everything is expensive in this industry. You build a farm out here, the plumbers and electricians charge you insane rates. And like you said, the license fees are high, growing costs are high, and when a big part of everyone's price model is price per pound, so that fluctuates. So in Oregon, we have a 6-year supply of cannabis right now, so price is incredibly low, and so you got to be able to survive low prices as well. And so yes, having deep pockets is very key if you're starting up one of these businesses right now, and if you're intending on doing taxes correctly.
Is there enough help? And it's a silly question, but I'm just curious, is there enough help from the IRS to be able to even see what's going on, for people to be accountable, or is this not a time to start playing games?
Yeah, you shouldn't play games. The IRS guidance is pretty clear with some of these court cases. You can actually Google, read the Harborside case that just came out, or alternative health care. Very educational for any CEO to read. They're actually kind of entertaining, but it's not that complicated. Actually, if they can do 471 and cost accounting correctly, they need to have a good accountant on their team that knows how to do this kind of accounting in their day-to-day books so that they can correctly minimize tax. What we've seen before is people were incorrectly trying to minimize tax, and they're paying humongous fines for just mom and pop, $500,000 fines. So that's not a good strategy to do.
I'm curious, where and when did this idea to do Dope CFO come about?
Really, I've been a CPA and just had clients forever, like most accountants, so this was never an idea. And I tell people, this is the story of the world beating a path to your doorstep. I was just building these things for myself and continuing on my merry way, building up my cannabis practice. But people found me through all kinds of various ways, and the word got out that I knew what I was doing, and they're like, how do I do this? And I helped people for free for over a year, and then that evolved into the program slowly where people start saying, hey, can I buy your work papers? Can I buy your chart of accounts? And I originally sold just literally a Dropbox folder with my information. That's evolved into a more professional program with over 180 work papers. And just really, there was a need, and there still is a huge need.
And you've been doing this for just a year. This is just a year old.
Yeah, this is year two, and we're almost at 200. But
yeah.
I mean, the fact is, we need 5,000 accountants in the space at least, and we have just in the hundreds. It's not we're growing rapidly in cannabis, and it's only going to get bigger. It's not going to get smaller anytime soon.
So if you're an accountant and you're trying to figure out what you should do with yourself to increase your business, maybe this is the field to go into?
Yeah, so I tell any accountant, and because I talk to a lot, even the ones that don't join our program, if you want to maximize your dollars, pick a single niche, whether it's cannabis or not, and become an expert. That simple strategy will serve you well. But we tell people cannabis, there is no niche like cannabis right now.
Andrew, this is so
huge.
Great. Oh, my gosh. Wonderful information. Please come back. This is very important information. DopeCFO.com. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you
so much.
A
real pleasure. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. Cannabis Talk A to Z in Educational Odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.